This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Crystal Andress Morissette. She is a women's empowerment advocate, and she's written multiple books about basically your journey and being a woman and what it means profoundly to be a woman. And the latest is The Emotional Edge, which we got into in the last segment. And I want to, before we get further into this, I want to find out for our listeners, Crystal, if they want to connect with you online, social media, find your books, learn more about what's inside The Emotional Edge, where can they go?
Thank you so much for that. Yeah, I mean, my name is just Crystal, just like a crystal, Andress, A-N-D-R-U-S, and Morissette like Alanis. And if you put those together, you'll find me on Facebook. I reach up to 14 million people weekly now on Facebook, and you can grab a copy of The Emotional Edge just by going to my site, that site, theemotionaledge.com. And my school, my baby, it's called the SWAT Institute. And people laughed when I first did it. Why would you call a feminine women's school SWAT? It actually stood for Simply Woman Accredited Trainer. But I would joke and say, because we are the new special weapons and tactical team that's going to heal this world. And we're going to do it with empowered women, with love, with compassion, with intelligence.
That.
We are going to use our words, and we're going to write to fight. And we're not going to use weapons. We're going to use our intelligence and our communication skills to heal this world. And so that's the SWAT Institute. And you can just go to www.swatinstitute.com. And I love your laugh.
Why, thank you. I was just watching our first lady, and she's someone who I look to for much inspiration often.
Yeah.
And she made a statement about women in other countries and the fact that, you know, it's been part of her mission to continue and support education of women across the world, not just in America. And she was saying that you can look at a society and how they treat their women, and it's in direct alignment with the health of that society.
Absolutely.
When women are lifted up and women are educated and women are empowered, that nation rises up.
And you know, even deeper on a scientific level, it's called epigenetics. Epigenetics is the study of our genes. And what has been proven now, this isn't lulu woo woo, this is science. And the science is that if your mother was traumatized, your grandmother was traumatized, and let's be honest, all of our mothers have been traumatized, and our grandmothers. Think about where your great-grandmother came from. I mean, 100 years ago, women, 100 years ago in the United States, you weren't even considered a person yet by law. It wasn't until 1920 that women even began to be considered a person. You couldn't own a possession. You had no rights over your own body. You had, I mean, what was it, 1960 when, or 64, Rosa Banks said, I'm not going to give up my seat, you know. So we're talking about a very short part of history, in the history of the world, that women are actually given some rights. But epigenetics is the study of our DNA. And what we know now is that when a mother has been traumatized, it actually mucks up the DNA of her children's brain. And so if we want to have healthy sons and daughters, we need to heal our women. Because our children are the byproduct of the women who came before them. And we know that the DNA of a child who has had a mother who's been traumatized, they have a disposition for depression. So you don't just inherit your mother's knobby knees. You inherit her pain. You inherit some level in your DNA, and this is why it's crucial that we invest in the healing of our women and the empowering of our women. If you want to have a son who's brilliant, take care of your wife.
Well said. And that really is at the core of everything that we stand for here at Working Mother is, you know, when we talk about paid family leave, and we talk about honoring the 100 best companies for women, and we talk about diversity best practices, and we talk about the policies that are going to make us whole as families, it's not just political talk. It's not just, you know, trying to change corporate America. At the core of this is we are mothers.
We're mothers. Bettina, in Canada, where I live, We have one full year paid medical leave, and right now our Prime Minister is vetting for 18 months. That means your job is completely secured. You get 60% of your pay. That's what we get right now. So the United States is supposed to be the best country in the world. And I have clients who have had children, and 6 weeks later, they're back at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh, I have very many friends who that's the story for. And it
heartbreaking
is
for the baby,
it's a reality.
For the mother,
yep.
And for your society.
It's a reality. And so what I'm hoping that our listeners are able to get from this and our time with you, and thank you so much for sharing yourself with us today, is the fact that we can rise up and we can be there. We have so much strength and we have so much power, and it's within us all. And there are tools out there that we can use to tap into that.
And I have a lot of them. Like, our school offers a lot of give backs. We have free mentorship coaching. Any woman living anywhere in the world can contact us, and we support her free of charge. We have, there's just so many give backs that we offer through the SWOT Institute, that it's not just the courses to certify someone. It's the support and the healing to get that woman just out of her own way. To help her with that mindset, to deal with those trajectory changing moments and wounds, so that she can heal her DNA, so she can heal her legacy, and so that she can really step into her power, because we're counting on every woman. When you heal a woman, you heal your community, and eventually that's how you heal the world.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Crystal, for joining us today. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.